We're told that Stanley Clark met Chick Corea, with whom he co-founded the 1970s fusion band Return to Forever, in New York, when Chick Corea stepped in for a no-show pianist at a Joe Henderson gig. Stanley Clark was playing. Both musicians were formally trained, had an appetite for modern jazz, and liked R&B and pop. Corea, the more experienced of the two, had played with Miles Davis, and Clark would soon pick up sessions ranging from Pharoah Sanders to Aretha Franklin and Cat Stevens. Talking for hours after that first gig, Clark and Corea determined to try to bring all these influences into a single band. And by 1976, they had a gold-selling album titled Romantic Warrior. Clark's virtuosity on bass was already established when he moved to New York in 1971 after graduating from the Philadelphia Academy of Music. His mother, whom he describes as a semi-pro opera singer, had steered him towards music at an early age. As a kid, I remember her walking around the house singing French, German, and Italian. I used to think she was crazy. He started on piano and took up acoustic bass at school when he was 12. By 17, he was leading his own bands. He still looks out for coming generations of jazz musicians because he benefited himself, he says, from the help of more experienced heavy hitters at the start of his own career. Stanley Clark was just 18 when he joined Horace Silver's band. Stints with Joe Henderson, Dexter Gordon, and Stan Getz followed. Charles Mingus, one of Clark's key influences, even invited him to dinner. "He was terrifying," says Clark. "He looked like the sort of person who should run a South American country." For him, the bass has always been a front-of-stage instrument. Clark says, "It seemed natural to me, and I had a different idea about leadership as regards music. I thought that the guy who was smartest should stand at the front of the stage, the guy who could write music, the guy who can actually plan the whole thing." For a bass player, standing out front means twinning the sensitivity of a top rhythm section player, serving the band with the music's essentials, with the panache of a featured soloist. Words of Stanley Clark in an interview with Mike Hobart in the Financial Times from June of 2016. Stanley Clark will stand out in front and lead his band on Sunday, August 6th, as headliner at the Scranton Jazz Festival. The Scranton Jazz Festival, the first weekend of August at the Radisson Lackawanna Station Hotel this year, with Saturday night's headliner, guitarist and vocalist John Pizzarelli. Founding producer Bob Schlesinger, founding artistic director Marco Marcinko, paid a visit to the WVIA studios to talk with us about the upcoming celebration of jazz in the city. Marco Marcinko.
We're in year 13 now. It's our 13th annual Scranton Jazz Festival. We're in downtown Scranton. We're at the beautiful Radisson, historic Radisson, Lackawanna Station Hotel. But the Jazz Festival started over 13 years ago, and it started in a place called Neog Park. And it was at Hanlon's Grove. And Bob Schlesinger, who's sitting to my right, he could tell you what happened in Hanlon's Grove and why we moved to
the
downtown.
Well, we had a storm, and that storm destroyed the facility. February 14th, Valentine's Day.
The tent collapsed.
Everything that was vinyl that was up was destroyed in that year. But the beauty of it is, Marco's one of the founders of and inspirational people that let jazz proliferate in the area. And I always knew Marco was the right guy. He's our artistic director. He's well-connected, not only because he's an exceptional musician, and I'm saying that because I respect his ability, but also there's lots and lots of jazz musicians throughout the East Coast, the world, who also respect him. And that makes it very easy for him to bring them to Scranton to show off their wares and let the people of our region have a chance to see the best. We have some major, major players come through Marco's artistic direction, coming to Scranton this year in the northeastern Pennsylvania region. Stanley Clark Band, a four-time Grammy Award-winning band, being one of the headliners, and John Pizzarelli, a world-renowned jazz guitarist, vocalist, an opening act for Frank Sinatra, made a solo tribute to Frank Sinatra on his 80th birthday, has been on every major talk show throughout the country, has opened up with the Cincinnati Pops, the Boston Pops. I could go on and on and on. And Stanley Clark, I don't think there's a major guitarist or a jazz group in the world that he hasn't played with. I think Stanley Clark, first time to the area.
Well, what I'll tell you is each year we try to present a jazz festival that encompasses a lot of areas of the big umbrella of jazz. So there's always great vocal jazz when we have John Pizzarelli for that. There's some crossover jazz, the Stanley Clark Band, and also a wonderful group that comes from the New Jersey area called the Royal Scam, and they're a tribute to Steely Dan. And Steely Dan, over the years, has always had a great affiliation with jazz musicians such as Phil Woods and Michael Brecker, Steve Gadd and Will Lee, and a laundry list of great players that were sidemen on all the albums. So jazz musicians, we really enjoy Steely Dan, Walter Becker, and Donald Fagen for their writing and for their enthusiasm towards jazz.
The Royal Scam, if you close your eyes, it is Steely Dan. That's how good they are. And I've seen them before. I saw them down at the Berks County Jazz Festival.
On August 4th, we have the Indigo Moon Brass Band, which is like a New Orleans-style brass band, very high energy. And then we have the Royal Scam, which is a tribute to Steely Dan. And then right after that, at a multitude of venues, and you'll see in the program book, and you'll also see it laid out in the newspaper in the ECDC, we always put a map in there of the Jazz Walk venues, venues that participate, where you could hear music until about 2 o'clock in the morning, walking around the downtown Scranton area. And this is really a nice effect over the weekend because it makes you feel a little bit more like the West Village of New York. It makes you feel like New Orleans, Frenchman Street, something like this. And we get a little bit of that flavor happening here with blues and jazz and world beat music. So if you go also to our website, scrantonjazzfestival.org, you'll see a listing of all those venues and you'll see who's playing there. And then on Saturday, August 5th, we start the festival. Of course, we always have an educational component to the jazz festival. And this year we have the Camp Crescendo Student Combos Scranton Jazz Festival run student combos. And that starts at 5:30. Then we have the great pianist and artist, visual artist, as well as the great jazz pianist Jeff Labeson performing at 6:30. Then an amazing trumpet player coming in from New York with an all-star cast. His quintet is loaded with the best players that are on the scene today, and that's Mr. Eddie Allen and his jazz quintet. And George has played Eddie Allen's music on his jazz show many, many times. So it's a big honor to get Eddie to come and perform. And that's at 7:30 on August 5th. And then right after that is the headliner for Saturday night, which is Mr. John Pizzarelli. And he'll be guesting with the Scranton Jazz Festival Big Band. And the Big Band has an all-star cast as well with some really amazing players. And John sent his music ahead of time and we rehearse and we put the whole show together. And then he does the performance. And then after that, the main stage closes and you have the jazz walk again. So Saturday is a packed day from 5:30 all the way until 2 in the morning. You can't beat it. And then Sunday we start with the jazz brunch on August 6th. And we have a brunch going on in Carmen's 2.0 restaurant in the Radisson Hotel. And then after the brunch, there's a little break in the day. And then you come back that evening and you get Nate Berkey and friends as the opening act at 7 o'clock. And then at 8 o'clock, like Bob said earlier, multi-Grammy award-winning Stanley Clark as a producer, as a film composer. He's an icon of the jazz bass. He played with Chick Corea. He's played with Ronnie Wood. He's played with Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones. He's done so many projects
Jeff
on his
Beck.
Own. Yeah, Jeff Beck, another great guitarist. So he's been around, and he's been a significant force in the electric bass as well as the upright acoustic bass. And he's performed at every major festival, so this is a big honor to have him perform at our festival. We're upping the ante as we go on in our years. We get closer and closer to the bigger, bigger names that have appeared across the world. In fact, he's coming right from Paris, France, from a performance over there, and then he'll come to Scranton and he'll stay with us. And then after Stanley Clark, we have the Festival Jam, which is always a big success each year in the Platform Lounge, where all the musicians get together for a big jam session at 9:30. So it's a great weekend of music, and we stay very true to the art form that we have in our in our name, the Scranton Jazz Festival.
You know, and I have to say this, 13 years ago, people didn't think that our project would work. And now we're 13 years later, and we're proving that the medium of jazz is now starting to catch on in the northeastern Pennsylvania community. And as we bring in more artists like Stanley Clark and John Pizzarelli with the big band, I want to emphasize the big band too. These are 17 players who are world-class musicians, some from around here, some from outside the area. But that big band with John Pizzarelli is, again, a fantastic evening in music, in addition to those playing before him. So we're really proud of the lineup this year. I think Marco did a great job.
We run on a weekend. It's August 4, 5, and 6. So that's important to say. And if you want a lot of information, more information than what you're hearing on Art Scene, you want to go to ScrantonJazzFestival.org. Really simple, ScrantonJazzFestival.org. You'll see ads in the paper locally, but we have tickets available on our website and with our box office, 570-575-5282, and Joe Nardone's Gallery of Sound locations. They have tickets as well.
Yeah.
Even though it's a three-day weekend, it's a year-round work effort on the part of our staff, the people that we work with, raising money, you know, sponsors.
In addition to the summer camps that Marco is involved with, Camp Crescendo, we've now taken the jazz into the schools this year. We've been to Carbondale area, North Pocono High School, Scranton High School. Lined up in the fall, we have free jazz concerts in the schools sponsored by our sponsors. The Scranton Area Foundation has chipped in this year dramatically because they see the value of educating our younger people to the value of jazz. And so we're trying to be a world-class operation, yes, but we're trying to be a regional ambassador for the development of jazz in this region.
It's important to educate younger people to something that they might not see necessarily in the schools unless we bring it into the schools.
I'm tired of hearing about it. I don't like jazz. And whenever I ask the question why, people can't give me an answer. I go, well, why? Do you like the big bands? Or do you like the... There is some far-out stuff there. But John Pizzarelli and the big band, you're going to hear Sinatra. You're going to hear Paul McCartney. He played on a lot of numbers on Paul McCartney's recent Grammy Award-winning album, Kisses on the Bottom, during 2014. So any way you look at it, these are not mid-level or up-and-comers. These are well-established jazz musicians. And for the price, you can't get any better.
We've had a lot of great musicians over the years in a history of jazz in this area, in this region, in the Poconos, in Wilkes-Barre, in Scranton. So in honor of that, this is just an excellent continuation, and the way it's organized and the years that we've learned how to do it better and better and better has made it outstanding. And I'll say, at the Radisson, they do such an outstanding job with everything that they do on their end and the presentation, and we turn that back area into a huge amphitheater. If you've been in that parking area, that covered parking area behind the historic Radisson Hotel, we take that and we transform it into a theater.
Tremendous sound. It's just a unique event, and I want my enthusiasm to be infectious because it's a one-time-a-year event, and it is now spreading its wings beyond the valley. We do well for Stanley Clark. Where's Stanley Clark going to take it? He lives in Los Angeles. He'll go back to Los Angeles and say, what a great time I had in Scranton. Same thing with John Pizzarelli. He lives in Manhattan, and he'll do the same. So the more and more we get mouths talking, the word of mouth being the best form of advertising, especially from the musicians playing here, then northeastern Pennsylvania gets a nice trumpet. And the Jazz Festival recently, the U.S. News and World Report named our region as one of the 86 best places in the America to live. And the Scranton Jazz Festival was named as one of the reasons why. So, you know, we didn't get into this for our egos. We got into it because we felt we could make a difference, much like Marco's dad did in spearheading a lot of these things way back when.
Spring has sprung, and every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy. happy individual.
John Pizzarelli. He will be headlining on Saturday, August 5th at the 13th Annual Scranton Jazz Festival with the SJF Big Band. We had a visit from Artistic Director Marco Marcinko and Founding Producer Bob Schlesinger. They were speaking with us about the Scranton Jazz Festival at the historic Radisson Lackawanna Station, 700 Lackawanna Avenue in downtown Scranton. Friday will feature the Indigo Moon Brass Band, the Royal Scam, a tribute to Steely Dan, followed by the Jazz Walk through the downtown area. Saturday, August 5th, it's the Camp Crescendo Student Combos, Jeff Labeson, the Eddie Allen Jazz Quintet from New York, the Scranton Jazz Festival Big Band featuring this artist, vocalist and guitarist John Pizzarelli.
I'm gonna feel the way I do today, because you make me feel so young.
There's a jazz walk on Saturday evening as well at 10, and then Sunday, August 6th, the jazz brunch, 7 o'clock at night, the Nate Berkey and Friends Ensemble, and then Stanley Clark. Stanley Clark Band at 8 o'clock on Sunday night, and then it's the Festival Jazz Jam at 9:30. We have a website to send you to. It's scrantonjazzfestival.org, scrantonjazzfestival.org. The 13th Annual Scranton Jazz Festival at the historic Radisson Lackawanna Station, 700 Lackawanna Avenue in downtown Scranton, Friday, August 4th, Saturday, August 5th, and Sunday, August 6th. For more information, scrantonjazzfestival.org, scrantonjazzfestival.org.